Thank you, Father, for the victory you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Is everybody here? Are you surviving? Tired? Alive? Right. Say we are a new generation. Now, new generation is going to have a series of victories. Yeah. Amen. Your series of victories are clear. Now, the kings that Joshua in the new generation was able to overcome in Joshua chapter 10 represent some of the demonic powers and demon kings you are going to conquer. Just as Joshua was conquering physical kings, you are going to conquer spiritual kings. Amen. And demon powers. Amen. That have earmarked you for destruction. Any spirit that has marked your house or marked you, we cut off their hands in Jesus' name. In Joshua chapter 10 and verse 3, verse 2, okay, let's read verse 1. It came to pass when Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king. So he had done to Ai and her king. And how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly. Because Gibeon was a great city, one of the royal cities, and it was greater than Ai. And all the men thereof were mighty, but they had surrendered. Wherefore Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, and Piram, king of Jarmuth. These are all demons. And to Japhia, king of Lachish. They are all demons. And to Debir, king of Eglon. These are all demons that are summoned to resist you and to fight, saying, verse 4, come unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for he has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Verse 5, therefore the five kings, five demons, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, thrones, dominions, and so on, especially thrones. Five kings of the Amorites, king of Jerusalem, king of Hebron, king of Jarmuth, king of Lachish, king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it indirectly. And the next verse. And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come to us quickly and save us. For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. Are you there? Now, I want to read something to you from Rick Joyner's book, if I can find it. It says, nothing, it says, the harvest is the end of the age. So the harvest is the reaping of what has been sown because it has become mature. So Matthew 13:39 says, the harvest is the end of the age. So the end of the world is harvest time, which means it's time for maturity. And maturity means that evil is mature. Look at it. The harvest is the end of the world. Have you seen that verse? The harvest is the end of the world. So the end of the world is harvest. Harvest means the corn you planted has matured. The pawpaw you planted is mature. Because you don't harvest it when it's not mature. So the evil that has been planted in this world is now maturing. The seeds of homosexuality, the seeds of deception, the seeds of pornography, the seeds of, stealing, killing, violence, everything is maturing. When you watch a film, you can even tell when the film was made. At first, you could tell when the film was made by the cars. I said, oh, this car, V-Boot. This car, it was an Opel. Those days, especially James Bond films, you see the old cars. But now you can tell even if somebody is going to do something sexy, you can know that this film, it will never get to this point. But the current ones, you know that right now you see something that... You know that it is a 2016 movie, 2018, 2015, 2010 movie. So it's mature. The evil is mature. That's the end of the world. Now Christianity is also going to be mature. More maturity. And even in the ministry, some of the missionaries that are going to go, they are going to go more mature than the ones whom we've sent before. They are going to get faster results. All right? Now listen. He says, the entire church age has been allowed as training for reigning. This is our greatest opportunity. Then he says, nothing reveals the true character of a person like conflict. You see, nothing reveals the true character of a person like conflict. See, when a war comes, you get it? Or when there's a fight or a quarrel, that's when you see people, what they are like. You know, one of our brethren, his wife was divorcing him. So could not understand her behavior. He had never seen her behave the way she was behaving, so badly, so negative. The things she was saying, the behavior, what she was doing. He was begging her that they don't need to, but she would not even want to talk about it. So anyway, when he went to the lawyer, as part of his lamentation, he just made a comment to the lawyer that he has never seen his wife behave like this for all the years they have been married. He doesn't know what has overcome her. And the lawyer said, oh, that is the common thing that happens. He said, when people divorce, the most amazing worst behavior comes out of the people. You can't even believe the unreasonable and wicked and senseless behavior. So whenever conflict comes, you start to see true character. When people start to fight. So you may be here praying, but when you go out there and then the war begins on the mission field, the mission of your life, the mission of your work, then we see your real behavior, or the war of your marriage, war of your life, your real character comes when you meet the five demons. Are you there? Now listen to this part. To the degree that our lives are difficult or embattled, usually reflects the high calling that we have been given. I'm reading Rejoiner's book. It says, to the degree that our lives are difficult or embattled, usually reflects the high calling we have been given. Then he goes on and he says, I say usually because many are in constant conflict because of the evil that they have allowed to have dominion over them. All right? So, the demonic powers, Adonizedek, is the first one. Now, we are going to take out these demon kings, each one, from your life. And no good prayer and fasting is good enough without targeting demon powers. Adonizedek means righteousness. And it also means a controlling power. So, one of the strongholds that you are going to overcome is unrighteous judgment and self-righteousness. Self-righteousness. One day I met a pastor, and his wife was leaving him. All my stories are true. If it was the husband was leaving, I would say the husband was leaving. But the wife was leaving him. And I told him, after he was so sad for a long time, I told him that the spirit, the demon of self-righteousness is what is being conquered in your life. Because you have in your mind what is the right thing, and it does not include divorce. that God is stripping you. You are powerless. It is what we call what the prodigal son saw, siniazo. You can't control. It says, and there a mighty famine arose, and it began to be in want, where you can't control it. So he can't control it. He couldn't control it. And I told him, you are being stripped of your self-righteousness. You are good. And now you cannot say, oh, you can't, when you are preaching, you can't say, oh, my beautiful wife, we've been married for 78 years. If marks were being given for marriage, I would get 99%. You can't say all those things. You have to be quiet. When it even comes to if you marry, or if he was married again, so my second wife, you can't even say, my second wife, this, who was, whatever, after my divorce, my first divorce, or my second divorce. You see, you can't say all those things. When you'd rather be quiet. When they say, come and pray for the couple, you'll be thinking to yourself, me, I should pray for couple. How can I pray for couple? Look at my situation. But you see, self-righteousness is also pride. And pride is the ugliest. So God has a way, you know, of taking away our high and mighty self-righteous feeling. You know. So God himself is, that's why you see, when you meet somebody that God is really using, if you get close, you see that the person is humble. Or if the person is not humble, God will not use the person. You have to be humble. Otherwise, God will not use you. In fact, you have to come to the place where you see that you make mistakes. Look, nobody sees clearly. Bible says we see darkly. So if you've lived for 20 years and you can't look back and say, I really made a mistake, then self-righteousness is really worrying you, because by all means you've made a mistake. Yeah. But you never admit that you've made a mistake. Yes, I was wrong. You didn't see well. Yeah, the Bible says we don't see well. So if you don't see some things well, what is the big deal? But you will never admit anything. That's why every meeting with you is so long. You always have a long discussion. The sign that you are working well is that your meetings are short. Yes, short this, and then yes, you are moving. Yes and sorry. Yes and sorry also works in the church work. Yes. Yes, it's true, pa, and sorry. Not, and you say, no, because we were going, that there was this, and no, it's true, sorry. So Adonis Zedek is righteousness controlling power. And it's so controlling that you can't see that you are wrong and don't say that you are wrong. It's a demon king. I have had meetings with senior pastors. I'm talking, of course, my own pastors. Long. Trying to prove, show something. Oh, with data. It's Adonis Zedek who has come for the meeting. Demon kings. This camp meeting marks the end of the demon of self-righteousness and unrighteous judgment. Yes and sorry. Genuine sorry, not minake and care. Have I told you that story before, minake? You are lying, oh. Say sorry, you know. If you want to hear the story again, say, you want to hear the story, but not that you haven't heard it. So, the demon king of self-righteousness is going. And those who are afflicted by this demon, Adonis Edek, virgins, those who wear glasses, those who have been prefects in school, those who went to certain schools, those who don't smoke and have never smoked, those who don't smoke, those who don't drink and have never drank, those who have never fornicated, those who have had prize for the best behaved student, those who have had prizes in school, if you have had a prize in any school, and if you've had multiple prizes, you are all candidates for Adonis Edek. If you have been a school prefect, head boy, head girl, you are a candidate. It's true. First class in university. Those who were in Scripture Union. What schools?
Medical school admission.
Those who have school, who qualify for medical school. Adonis Edek. It's a demon king controlling power that challenged. Five of them came to challenge Joshua. Like, you will not advance. Yes. As a team. They came as a team. Believe me. If you live for some time, you come to the place where you prefer to be with a clear sinner who has repented than a person who has apparently been righteous, hasn't done any of these things before. If you live for some time and you have to choose the two, you will always choose somebody who knows. I mean, I'm bad. I've done all these things. I can't hide. Those who don't take drugs, those who haven't stolen anything before, those who don't tell lies, all this group are fighting with Adonis Edek. Yes. Today, many people who were in SU, you see them very audacious, prefer. Today, they are not serving God. Oh. They work in some bank somewhere. They are just coolies. It's like they don't want any trouble. They don't commit abortion. They don't do certain things. That's all. Adonis Edek has taken over fully. It's true. Yes. Five kings came to meet Joshua. Said, we'll finish you as a team. As a team. As a team. When you speak Spanish, that's how you say as a team. That's what you say as a team. Say as a team. As a team. soul. Always remember that God's grace towards you is gradually shedding your confidence in yourself and your confidence of how good you are, how nice you are. Ghanaians feel good, oh. See? Ghanaians feel good and they feel they are better than Nigerians. It's true. So they are shocked when they meet Nigerians and the Nigerians' parents tell them, never marry a Ghanaian. They are surprised. Yes. They are surprised. You feel that your jollof is better than somebody's jollof. We bind the spirit of self-righteousness. When Adonis the deck is worrying you, you see that you have to dress in a certain way. You have to do your hair in a certain way. You have to look good always. You always have to look good. If you are at a meeting and you address somebody who has an Adonis Zedek sitting on the shoulder and you even correct anything, the person will not like you again. Because for anything in any public forum or a committee or anything for you to be addressed in any way other than praises is the highest insult to them. Because their image is so important. Never correct me or say something that is not perfect about me where others are hearing. Adonis Zedek. Yes. Never say anything, only praises. Really enjoy your music. I really like you're looking good. I really like what you said was whatever. You're very, everything. But to point out and say that, no, you were wrong. You see, when this happened, you should not have said that. This and that. The person will be quiet. And you'll be looking around. See what people think. You have a spirit. An evil spirit. It's worrying you. And to never let you do well. Looking around to see what people are saying, thinking. Such a person will abandon you if you are a leader. See that the person will leave you because he's concerned about his image. Such people cannot start churches because you are concerned about your image. You're a man of God. That's my congregation. So if your congregation is only one person, it's like it affects your image. There must be a certain number of cars parked outside to show that you are the man of God. Then, the next king is Hoham. Hoham, the king of Hebron. Now, Hoham, it means to impel or to drive. Now, one of the things about demons is driving. They drive you, urges. All demonic urges. Some of the urges you feel. I'll do it now. I'll go and do it. I'll do it now. I'll do it.
Hoham. Have sex now. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just now. Just now. Let's do it.
Hoham. It means to drive. You are driven. You must have a man this weekend by all means. There must be a boy for this weekend. Hoham. Go. Follow your edges and your feelings. Call her now. Call the man who people think is your uncle. Call him now. Call the woman people think is your mother. Hoham. Take your phone and watch this thing now. Hoham. You need to see it now. Meanwhile, you see, the reason why it's demonic is that what they are doing, you've watched it before, or you've watched something like that before, there's nothing new. They can't even do anything new. What are the things new that can be done? What are the things new that can be done? You have watched all many times. But it says, watch it now. You need to watch this now. Now, anybody you feel you must marry this person, I must marry her. I must marry him. This is the one. It's a Hoham spirit, I'm telling you. It's a Hoham. And you see, the reason why your parents can easily tell you to break up. Quiet. The reason why your parents can easily tell you, I will not allow you to marry this person, is because after some time with experience, they know that you can marry so many people. So there is no particular pressure that this person, by all means, this is the chosen one I have to. I mean, there's no way. This is the one I'm in love with. There's nothing like that. As soon as you grow, whether man or woman, you know that there's nothing like that. This is the one and only God ordained. I feel the love. I must go. I'm going for it. Oh, it's a Hoham spirit. It's a driving, impelling edge. Hoham has taken over your life. He's the one I need. He's the only one. He's the one. He's the one I'm dying. No, I swear. It's a Hoham. Hey! Number three. The third demonic king is Piram. Piram. And Piram means wildness, wild. Demon powers that want to make you into a wild unbeliever. Yes, wildness. And you see that spirit, when you are set free from being wild, it means wild. Wild. Yes, wildness. So you see that you've been wild with unrestrained, How many have been unrestrained before? Like, Charlie, you went wild. It's a Piram. Now, Piram, when you come to Christ, will rise again and say, this is my former slave. I need him back. The Bible says the devil left him for a season. You know, sometimes you see somebody who has had a problem with something, then he gets the feeling for that thing again. Then the person becomes confused and feels that the thing hasn't gone. It has gone, but it would like to come back. But not that it hasn't gone. Yes. It has gone, but it, the Bible says the devil left him for a season, not for. So he goes and comes. If you have interacted with have a homosexual interaction, and you have departed from that, if you don't ever have a desire for a man, if it's a man to man or a woman to woman, you'd rather be strange, if that interest or desire doesn't come back, then it means that the devil has gone on vacation, or he's been sent to hell already, or he's already, I mean, off the system. It's rather normal that such an idea, if you've eaten, I mean, contomre or akmele or whatever before, you see, and it doesn't occur to you in the fasting to eat some akbala or whatever. It's rather abnormal. That's what should occur to you. It will occur. Because if a white man is fasting in America, what may occur to him will be a hamburger. But a Ghanaian who is fasting, what may occur to him will be kenke or something like that. Banku. Fufu. So what you have tasted before is rather what you be will come to you, not what you have never tasted before. Piram, wildness, unrestrained wildness. So I don't want any of you. These five have joined to Adonizedek, Hoham, Piram, they have teamed as a team to come for you. It's a mighty force. Now, you don't have to go back to something. If the enemy comes for you, the fact that you, the taste, the feeling comes, doesn't mean that you are that. I say you are not. I say you are not. But if it doesn't occur to you, I'll be rather surprised. Yes. Yes. If you've been a thief, stealing phones, stealing money, stealing whatever, and you a time comes where you see a phone and it occurs to you to steal it. You see, when I see somebody, it doesn't occur to me to steal because I haven't been a thief of a phone before. Maybe I've stolen chicken from my mother's store before, but or my wife's chicken more. I've stolen more of my wife's chicken than even my mother's chicken. God should forgive me, but. Like when she was cooking, the chicken that she was going to use, then when I passed by, I cleared the chicken before. I confess, but I haven't stolen a phone before. So if I see a phone, it doesn't occur to me. But for chicken, it occurs to me. It's something that comes back sometimes. It's something I've tasted. So the wildness Piram. Wild. You know, what is the name of this guy? A.A. Allen. His mother and his father. A.A. Allen, is he in our place? Oh, he's coming. He's coming, yeah. His mother and father, the work they did was that they were brewing alcohol in a pot and they were selling it. So he used to taste it. As a 5-year-old, he was sampling and drinking. Yes. So he was wild. Shh. Sit down. So, in the future of his ministry, when he was at the height, he developed a knee pain. And it was so disturbing that he used to pray for people when lie down, always praying for people. And then he became discouraged and depressed. Then I think his wife also left him for a short period like that. So one day he went to a hotel and he bought whiskey. Piram. Yes. Now he was found dead in the room. A very great evangelist. But the one who found him was one of his sons. So when he found the body, he took all the whiskey bottles and cleaned the room and went and threw it away. Nobody knew. They didn't see that before he went to call the people. So no one knew. It was some years later that he wrote a book and he said, that's what happened. But he did it to protect him. Yeah. But you see that the spirit, the demonic powers, that the wildness that the person has been into before, it was coming back. So the demon kings, as you go on your journey, one of the characteristics, even you can learn it from the devil, is persistence. Yeah. That's why we say that the devil will be tired before I'm tired. I'll make him more tired of me. You'll be resilient. Yeah. You know, one day I heard a pastor say that, you know, when he was a young pastor, he used to pray that he would grow older. Because the young girls in the church were too attractive to him. Piram. So we are just about to pray and bind powers of darkness. Whatever power has targeted you, come and go, come and go. The main characteristic of demon things is come and go, come and go, come and go. Come and go for some time, then come back. Go for some time, come back in a new way. Are you still around? Then, the next one, Japhia. Japhia, it means shining light. The devil comes as an angel of light. Now, the main thing of Japhia is deception. To deceive you. To deceive you as to who to marry. Yeah. Once they get you to sign, that's it. You know, whenever I'm signing a marriage register, the couple, I always tell them, because I'm the last one to sign. Everybody, you've seen me asking them, what do I ask them?
I'm about to sign. Should I sign? I'm about to sign. Should I sign? And then the guy will look at the girl. When he sees the lips and the nice eyes, he sign.
Japhia. Shining light. Beautiful. Hey. Fantastic. And it's deception. What is bad, it looks good. And throughout your whole life, it's one of the main attacks. Even a pastor, you feel that, I should preach about finances. What's what people need? They need a financial improvement. They need jobs. They need well-being. They need vocations. They need computer skills. They need, media skills. They need governmental skills. They need, economic empowerment. It's a deception, but it's strong. It looks good. It looks far better than starting to talk about the blood of Jesus. What is the blood of Jesus going to do for you? So you must realize and accept that deception is one of the strong demon powers. Shining light. Looking good. Always something looking good. Something looking good. Something looking good. A man of the spirit. Anytime you see something looking too good. Foster, when you see something look too good, all your antennas should go up, zoom, 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 and your scanners. You are too nice. You are too perfect. When you start traveling abroad, you will see. Oh, you'll be traveling. You are not in a prison. Ghana is not a prison.
At all.
You will not be restricted to Ghana. You will be restricted to the will of God. How many want to be restricted to the will of God? The will of God. Yes. So, whatever looks too good. A man, very smooth, very nice. You know, one time, Benny Hinn was there, and a group came to see him. They have won every award except an Oscar. But apart from that, they have won every award in the media. And they said, God has... they want to make a special documentary on his healing ministry. And he was so impressed with them. So they even came to the crusade. He called them forward. They came. He laid hands on them. All of them were slain. Then the director, who has won all the awards, came. He was slain. And said, you know, I said, that man said, all I wanted was that you should pray for me. So they made the documentary. And then they released it. Look, they likened him. They presented him as a thief. Somebody who is stealing money. They showed the offering. They will make the offering. But you know, you can film it from below. So that the offering bucket looks very big. They showed it. They compared him to Hitler. They will show Benny Hinn here. Then they will show Hitler. They say, you see how Hitler is moving the crowd? That's how Benny Hinn is moving the crowd. Then they compared him to a hypnotist. They went to bring hypnotists and said that he's hypnotizing people. And this, and he couldn't believe it. Yes. Japhia, shining light. It was, they were like angels. Yes. Yeah. So when you see something too good, a girl that is too good, trust me that when she wakes up, her mouth is also smelling. I can promise you that. Okay, wait. This one, I don't want brothers to answer. I want only sisters to answer. Sisters, do you know any sister whose mouth smells in the morning? Raise your hand. Do you know any other? Not yourself. I mean, do you know any other? Okay. No further questions. Sisters, do you know any lady whose poo-poo smells when they go to the... Raise your hand if you know. Brothers shouldn't raise your hand. Only sisters. Not yourself, but others. Brothers, are you surprised?
It's unbelievable. It's just mesmerizing.
Such what?
Nice creatures.
Such nice creatures. Wow. Japhia, demon king of a shining light. Shining. Too nice. Too good. Too perfect. Yes. Pastors who look too good. Too angelic. Too perfect. It's no problem. There are problems. We are struggling. Are we not struggling? We're struggling. Man. Somebody be preaching and says, when I'm at an all night, my eye never closes for 1 second because I'm in the presence of God. Wow! Too good. Everything looks too good to be true.
99% married.
Japhia.
Japhia. It's a Japhia.
These are the 5 demon kings that came. I mean, they organized and said, let's finish Joshua. Hey. So, brothers, as you are going to propose in 2019, look carefully and see whether it's a Japhia that has brought you thus far. And the last one is Debi. Debi. Debi, king of Eglon. Debi. Now, it comes from a word which means pastureless, without a pasture, where a sheep feeds, pastureless. And it also means a shrine. Yes. So shrine, so these are high, so it says, wicked spirit in high places. It's like in the inner sanctum. It also means like a sanctuary, the inside. So these are inner spirits. Pastureless. It's a spirit that will take you away from your pasture, your teacher, your messages, what you need. Yes. You see, like, me, if I'm going to wait on God, and I have 1,000 messages of this pastor. I go with all 1,000. I have everything, every video, every message from everybody and every book. Oh yes. I don't know what I'm going to do there. Yeah. I have everything because, and I have more than I have never been able to even watch or listen. And I usually pray God to show me something that I haven't seen or the same thing I need to hear again or see. Plenty. And I keep moving between the pastures. So the demon king of pasturelessness, the one that will keep you from having your makane. And when you think you have a makane, but your makane is having only 60 messages when there are 100 and something messages, 100 and something camps. Pastureless. And videos and everything. You have to hide. The technology has made it possible for everything to be with you. Oh, I have everything. Every book on earth is moving with me. I don't take sections. What about if God wants to speak to me through section? Recently, I was waiting on the Lord. And then I only sit in a chair to sleep. If I'm going to sleep, I sit down. Because I stop sleeping on bed. So I wait on God. And when it reaches the time to that I have to go off for a few, whatever. So I put on a message. And it was playing. So when I woke up, it was about the fourth message. Then it was in the middle, at the end somewhere. Then the preacher started to speak about something. First he said, I won't say this. Then he said, I'll say it. I will not hold back. Then he started to speak for 5 minutes in a message that's about 60 minutes. So when I woke up, it was at dawn, or it was in the middle of the night, I heard that, just that part. And the whole day, he was talking about a spirit, an evil spirit, a particular spirit. And then I knew that God had spoken to me, that particular spirit was following me. Yes. So, later I tried to find them, but the topic was, there's no relation. I had to search hard to calculate the time and see. Because that was just at dawn. And then 4 a.m. in the dark. There's no light. An atmosphere. Only hear a voice. Don't see anything. And I'm praying. Yes. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
A dialogue. God spoke to me twice. That was one. For 7 days, it was one of the only things that he said to me. And the other one was a vision. I knelt down, and when I got up, I had a vision. Very specific. Yes. So, walking with God often involves knowing what to fight and involves having a dialogue where God can speak to you, even if he speaks only once, but one thing, and says to you, give yourself holy. It's enough to change your life until his word came. It's worth it. It's worth staying in a place for 1 month till you hear from God. The burning bush was when Moses heard God speaking and his wilderness came to an end. The wilderness comes to an end when you meet, it may look like an accident, a bush that is burning, but it's not burning. What is that? God brings your attention to something. Yeah. Something unusual. So, Adonizedek, which is what?
Righteousness.
Self-righteousness and unrighteous judgment. Your unrighteous judgment of me can prevent you from rising. Because once you condemn me for taking an offering, you make it difficult for you to take such an offering and make you be poor in your ministry and not be able to take offering. When you condemn, I was telling some pastors, the best way to teach your members to honor you is to teach them to honor somebody. Many of my pastors and so on are not honored because they did not teach their members to honor their father. Because after teaching the person to honor, after some time, the person will hear and say, I should honor. But this man is also teaching me the word of God here. And it will occur to them that this person also deserves to be honored. The best way to teach people to honor you is to teach them to honor somebody. Yes. So your unrighteous judgment of somebody can cut short even finances and so many things of your life and ministry. Just passing a comment and a judgment on something. Adonizedek. Hoham is what? Edges. Edges. And this one, we the young people, we know edges. Edges which you feel are impossible to control. Many girls have edges. I would die if I don't have this. Boy, is it not true? Girls, raise your hand if you have such wild edges. You see? God bless you. There are some schools, they will never admit all these things. There are some schools. Adonizedek. And then Piram. Wildness. It cannot come back. I say it cannot come back. I say it cannot come back. And then Japhia. Shining light. Deception. Hey! Looking good. Too good. Too good to be true. See all these financial things? It's too good. You get 40%, 100%. I mean, it's too good. How? What work do they do? It's too good. More than once, I've met people that work at certain places. And when I saw certain characteristics of the work, I knew that this company will be collapsing soon. This company will. You see, if from somebody goes to work somewhere, the pay is so high. You ask yourself that, what work do you do that earns so much? I don't want to talk about things because there are some Yes, you know, when I talk, it's as if I'm saying something about something, 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 something. Too good. And what's the next one? Debi. Pastureless. Taking you away from your pastor. Your what feeds you. Your messages. Your videos. Where are your videos? Where is your video collection? You should see my video. If it was videos or cassette, the whole of this floor would be covered with tapes and audios. I used to travel with like 12 books. I can travel with 12 books in my things. Yeah. Half of my luggage, eh? And CDs and everything. Yeah, I can't go somewhere without it. I become pastoralist. You see that the bee has attacked me. Are you becoming more spiritual? Now, there are more. I can give you about 25 of them, because after this, 5 kings. More kings came. Yeah. Different ones. Demon powers. Demon kings. But you are overcoming all. I said you are overcoming all. In the name of Jesus.